Speaking years ago on Larry King Live, Nancy Reagan recalled the hardest part of taking care of her husband, former President Ronald Reagan, who was later diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease.
It's sad to see somebody you love and have been married for so long, and you can't share memories. That's the sad part.
There's speculation that Ronald Reagan may have had the disease during his presidency, but Reagan himself disclosed his illness a few years after his two terms in the 1990s. That admission helped shed light on the disease. With an ever-growing older population, Florida has one of the highest incidents of Alzheimer's disease in the nation. A form of dementia, it can cause memory loss and confusion. And Loxahatchee Republican Representative Rick Roth knows firsthand what it's like to help care for someone with the disease.
My wife chose to help her aunt that just turned 89 years old, was living in Columbus, Ohio, is now living in our home in South Florida. She's 89 years old, and she has dementia. And example, she's lived in Florida now for 5 months. She still thinks she's in Ohio.
That's why Roth says his bill creating a license plate featuring President Ronald Reagan is important.
This is a specially licensed plate bill. It's honoring our 40th president. 50% of the proceeds will go to for Alzheimer's disease. The money will be administrated by the Ronald Reagan Centennial Incorporated, which is a nonprofit organization that set up shop in Orlando, Florida a year ago, and they will administer the funds.
The bill hits close to home with St. Petersburg Democratic Representative Wengay Newton.
President Reagan, Alzheimer's is a terrible thing. I saw when it was taking him over, I recently lost my wife's mom to Alzheimer's, and it was a terrible situation. I mean, to see the And when the mom got very, very ill with it, she couldn't even recognize her daughter. It was heart-wrenching. But I'm glad to see that at least half of it is going to go to ongoing research, and that's important.
And it also strikes a chord with Republican Representative Brad Drake.
This is a very serious issue, and I don't think anybody on this committee doesn't have someone very close to them or know someone in their family that probably at some point in time struggled with this disease. And my grandmother suffered from Alzheimer's, and it's very sad. So I commend you for doing this. I don't know why we have not done this thus far, but I appreciate you bringing that forward.
While the bill recently passed its first House committee, its Senate companion has not yet had a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.